Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Tiki out for the day. He's back tomorrow. But I am on a mission. I have been searching all weekend long. I have been searching all day today. I have looked everywhere. I have listened to this radio station. I am looking for somebody to have the stones, to have the guts, to have the oomph, to go into a microphone or call up this radio station and say simply, the Knicks are going to win this series. Because I can't find it. I can't find it from Knick fans that work here. I can't find it from Knick fans in front of the mics, Knick fans behind the mics. I can't find it on social media. I can't find it from CP the franchise. I can't find it from anywhere. And what stuns me about this is in all of the underdog situations we have witnessed over the last 30, 40 years, there's always somebody who believes. Where are the believers right now? Is it that a fait accompli that the Knicks can't compete with the Boston Celtics? I don't buy that at all.
It shouldn't be, Evan. They're the 51-win New York Knicks who added Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges in the offseason. The Knicks that weren't like a 6th seed, a 7th seed. They're not the Pacers of last year who only beat attrition. They're the Knicks playing in a 3-2 matchup with a starting five that, in theory, was designed to beat the Boston Celtics.
That's why they were put together.
This is why the Karl Anthony Towns trade was made. This is why the Mikal Bridges trade was made for this moment.
You don't believe in the Knicks. Just get it off your chest.
Of course I don't believe in the Knicks.
You don't believe in the Knicks. Tommy, do you believe in the New York Knicks? Do you believe that they could pull this off and win this series?
I said something last year on the radio that has been mocked for
Before
months.
You continue, before you say another word, and I promise I'll let you say all the words you want,
okay.
That tone has already given me the answer.
No.
The way you started it,
but you know
you
why my tone was, you know why my tone was like that? I was screening a phone call and you threw to me, which you do all the time because the audience can't see that I'm busy when you're throwing to me. I said this last year on the radio, and I planted the seed for this moment. The Knicks are the uncrowned champions of basketball. The Celtics never beat the Knicks last year. Those are our rings. That is our championship. And a year later, the time has come to reclaim our rightful place on the throne. The Knicks are going to win this series. The Knicks are going to win this series in six. You can bookmark it. You could save the tape, and you could take it to the bank.
You know what?
Knicks in six.
You know what? Before you mock him, Sean.
I'm not going to mock him. I like it.
I got to applaud you.
I do, too.
Because everything I said in the first few minutes of the show, I stand by. I've looked everywhere. I've looked on YouTube. I've looked on social media. I've looked at all the brilliant content creators that are out there that support the New York Knicks. And I can't find anyone with the balls to say what you just said, which is we can win this series. Now, we'll get into the specifics on how. Mm-hmm. Trust me, we'll break it all down. But Tommy Lugauer, because I wasn't sure at first, you're the only guy I've met. And I don't care about the national media. Let me tell you a little story about the national media. They hate the Knicks. No, they do. So I don't care what TNT says. I don't care what ESPN says. I don't care what all the experts say, because those experts have a vendetta against you. And like I've always told the Knick fan, there's a difference between them and me. They'll stab you in the back with your face turned. I'll stab you as you're looking at me. I'll be honest that I don't like you. But the national media, screw them. I don't care about them. It's you people. It's the Knick fans. Why is nobody believing? Let Tommy lead you. He's the one guy I've run into that does believe.
I give Tommy credit because he should. At least he's being consistent. Because I think for any Knicks fan out there, forget me not believing, or like you said, the national media not believing, what has changed other than the fact that you didn't win these regular season games versus the Boston Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers during the regular season?
They don't mean anything.
That's exactly what
changed. I don't care about the regular season.
That's the point. Why? We have had it ingrained in our mind that those games don't matter. So where is the bravado that existed when Mikal Bridges got traded when we were at Citi Field? When the Karl Anthony Towns deal went through and you're like, oh, we got another, you know, 1B superstar to go with Jalen Brunson. All of that bravado and the team still won 51 games this year just vanished?
Now that
it's go time?
I think it's vanished for months and months and months. Knick fans haven't believed in a while. Now, I've said for a while, I give them a puncher's chance. Are they underdogs in this series? Of course. In fact, let's take that aspect of it a step further.
Okay.
I actually believe that the New York Knicks pulling off this upset, which means beating the Boston Celtics in a best of seven series, would actually be the biggest New York sports upset in the postseason that we've seen in 50 years.
Come on.
The biggest.
Come on.
And I would defy you to name one. And I just...
I can name three.
Hold on. Before you continue, I just want to put it out there again. 50 years. The 1969 Mets, even the Jets in Super Bowl III, I put that on another planet, right? So let's put that away. The last 50 years, I defy you. Give me an upset bigger, and he's going to step right into my trap, so go ahead and do it.
Nope, I'll give you three.
Oh.
Divisional round, Giants-Cowboys in Dallas. NFC Championship game, Giants-Packers in Lambeau. Mm-hmm. And that same year, Super Bowl 42 versus the greatest NFL team that ever existed, the 2007 undefeated Patriots. All three of those were bigger upsets.
I will tell you why you're wrong, and I will prove it for a myriad of reasons.
Okay.
Let's just start with the simple math. The New York Knicks, and this dates back to the mid-80s right now, are trying to pull off what would in NBA terms be the fifth biggest upset in the history of the sport.
Okay.
And that's based on money lines.
Great.
It's based on gambling. The odds right now, and it could change before tip-off, has the Knicks at plus 580 to win this series. 580! Actually, I wrote down 590.
Okay.
Plus 590 to win this series. There has only been four series upsets in the last 35 years that are bigger upsets than a plus 590. And I'm not going to bore you with them, but basically three of them are eight seeds beating a one seed in the first round of the playoffs. Now, you mentioned the Giants.
Yep.
Giants-Patriots, it's on the tip of everybody's tongue. Well, that's the hallmark of greatest upsets in the last 50 years. I went back to look at how big of an upset was that truly. The money line on that game was plus 350.
It's also one game, not four out of seven.
Right, which benefits me saying this would be a bigger upset. Because the Knicks don't have to beat the Celtics once. We've seen the Magic do that. We saw the Mavericks do that.
Yeah, but they also lose once and they're not done.
They got to beat them four times. And the odds would tell you plus 590 is a greater long shot than the giant odds of beating the Patriots in that Super Bowl, which, for the record, was plus 350, which is a massive upset in NFL terms. But nevertheless, not as big of an upset as the Knicks beating the Celtics. So
I
know you're a giant guy. I understand that. And you hate the Knicks. Unlike me, I stab them right in front of them. You stab them in the back.
No, but
the math tells you that this would actually be a bigger upset than Giants-Patriots.
This is where I take your math and you shove it. Here's a couple math notes for you. Preseason 2007 Giants had a win total of 8. The Knicks preseason win total this year was the highest it's been since 1990-freaking-4.
Are we talking about the preseason?
No. But this is the evolution of a team, and this is where I'm telling you of why we've gotten to this point. The Knicks didn't have some kind of also-ran season. They still won 51 games. They still have a starting five that on paper, when you list it out, you look at all the other starting fives in the NBA, should be right there. They should not be this prohibitive an underdog. The reason they are is because everybody's lost their belief, including Vegas, because the Knicks have frankly been gutless all year versus these teams. So yes, your numbers don't lie, but why those numbers exist is because of a lack of belief and a lack of proof on the court. Where in football, the Giants played a close game with the Patriots. Maybe that helped matters that time. But we're still talking about an undefeated NFL team led by Tom Brady in the Super Bowl that the Giants defeated. We're talking about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who as of 20 months ago, we were still doubting if they could ever win a championship.
See, you're getting too much into the story of it. Obviously, the Giants upsetting an undefeated Patriot team is probably the greatest story in New York sports history.
In 2 weeks, you would be more stunned if you sat here if the Knicks won than you felt that morning after Super Bowl 42. Be honest.
Yes, because when I was sitting here on this radio station back in January of 2008, I was Tommy Lugauer. A generational talent and not the future, but I sat there and explained why I thought the Giants would beat the Patriots. And I didn't say it for shtick. I didn't say it because I got nothing to lose. I say it because I believed it. I said it because I saw little chinks in the armor of the New England Patriots over the weeks that led up to that game. So when you ask me personally, what would surprise me more? Look, one thing I love about sports is that sports is made for the shocking. It really is. The beauty of this game is that it's made to shock you. Little things like the Mets are buried last year and Jorge Lopez is throwing his glove and then boom, they're in the NLCS. It's a different kind of thing, but it's shocking. That's the beauty of sports. So I give the Knicks a puncher's chance, but in terms of as I sat there in January of 08 and as I sit there today on Cinco de Mayo 2025, I think the Knicks beating the Celtics would be a bigger upset, and a part of it is the 4 out of 7 prospect.
I think a part of it's just the opponent. The Celtics are not the 07 Patriots.
The Celtics won a championship last year.
I understand they're the defending champions. They didn't go undefeated in NBA terms.
What does that mean?
I figure out the math. You do all the crunching of the numbers. The Patriots didn't lose a freaking game, Evan.
What does that matter, though?
What do you mean, what does that matter?
That's not the point.
They were a historically great team that literally nobody beat until that very last game. The Celtics could be beat. Patriots could not be beat.
Sean, here's the problem with the Celtics. I know that we can stretch our mind back to the 3-0 lead that Miami built over them and Boston's comeback. Since that point, they have been a machine. They're 20-4 in the postseason. Now, let that sink in, because the mission the Knicks have in front of them is to beat them 4 times. They're 20-4 in their last 24 postseason games. It can happen. I'm just merely telling you, it'd be a bigger upset than Giants beating the Patriots.
The Giants, nobody believed in Eli Manning then. Michael Strahan missed training camp going in.
You're taking this too personal.
No.
I see what's going on. You're taking it very personal.
I might be taking it personal. But the Knicks have the king, Evan.
See, this is all too personal for
Sean. The Knicks have the king.
Tommy,
why would this be the greatest upset of all time if they have the king?
I just laid out why.
But it's the Boston. This is Jalen Brunson's Knicks.
Don't play.
This is not little old David Tyree and the Giants.
See, Tommy, you're surprised by this.
This is insulting to the Giants franchise.
We're actually going to be on the same side today because this is this douchery behavior.
No, it's Jalen Brunson, guys. Look at the shot he made last round. What? Now we can't expect him to get out of the second round and beat the Celtics?
I thought we were going to have a peaceful start to this show, but your king with the game on the line Saturday grounded out as usual. So
let's just pipe down.
I just wanted to throw that in there. With the money on the line,
then
Aaron Judge grounded out.
Tommy, you're right.
Absolutely.
Then your king shouldn't ground out in this series.
We saw it with the Giants and the Patriots. What happened at the end of the season? They showed they can compete. What happened? Everyone mocked me when I tweeted that, including Evan. The Knicks prove they can hang with the Celtics. It gave them the confidence that they can beat them in a series. Well, here we are about a month later, and it's Knicks-Celtics, and this Knicks team now has the confidence, much like that Giant team had the confidence to beat the Patriots.
I tell you where I disagree with you completely on that one. And I know that we now have history to look back at Giants-Patriots final week of the year and say, boy, that really meant something and led to what happened a month later. Jaylen Brown didn't play the second half of that game. Like, the Celtics didn't view that game against the Knicks the way the Patriots viewed that game against the Giants. So I don't think that comparison works. But I ask you, as a Giant and Knick fan, like, Sean, I think, is biased in this. He's been hurt personally that I would ever bring up the hallowed grounds of shocking the Patriots and compare it to a Knicks second-round series. But in terms of shock and in terms of upset, would you not agree with me that this would actually be a bigger upset than Giants-Patriots?
It would be two things. One, it would be a bigger upset because you're beating them 4 times.
Thank you.
And the other part to say what you said, Evan, is that, Yeah, Brown didn't play the second half, but this is a Celtic team without KP for most of the playoffs last year that still won a title. They're a wagon. They could lose one player and still steamroll everybody. They proved that last year. So even without Brown, they're still an awesome team. That's what I would say.
Look, you want to wax this up? If the Knicks got to an NBA final versus the Oklahoma City Thunder and play this little shtick out? Fine, seventh greatest record in NBA history of the Thunder. You're not doing this with the 61-21 Celtics.
No, but
you're not doing that.
But Sean, you're
the greatest regular season of all time with the New England Patriots. This is not the Boston Celtics.
But you're losing. Here's the problem. I'm telling you something that I think is backed up by fact, and you're kind of distracted by emotion. The emotion of the undefeated season and the emotion of being a Giant fan.
Those are also facts, Evan.
The odds tell you this would be a bigger upset.
Because
that's just the math.
But the upset with the Giants and the Patriots was about the Jimmies and the Joes. It was about the talent on the field. Okay? It was, I cannot believe this Giant team, the way it's going to go beat the Patriots. The upset and why the Vegas numbers are telling you is all about the betting public feeling like the Knicks are gutless and the Celtics are champs.
Yeah, but the betting public believed that the Patriots were going to complete a perfect season and they weren't going to get picked off by the little engine that could Giants.
And that's why the number was so high, no doubt about it. But
it wasn't nearly as high as this.
Because the Giants had built the momentum of upsetting Dallas, upset Green Bay, off of losing that tight game to the Patriots. The Knicks hadn't earned that goodwill yet because they just struggled with the Pistons to win six games. So, yeah, if you're just telling me Vegas tells you that it would be a bigger Vegas upset on the money line.
Yes.
Great. Well, how can I argue that? But I'm telling you.
You can't, but you're doing it anyway.
Because numbers in Vegas lie. There's a reason that the Dallas Cowboys and Notre Dame get slanted in the public lines all the time. And by the way, same thing's happening with the Boston Celtics because the casuals jump in and they flood the markets. You can't always trust the Vegas numbers to tell you an accurate depiction. What you need to do is trust your eyes. Are the New York Knicks in that starting five, in NBA terms, in theory, a better starting lineup than the 22 guys the Giants trotted out in 2007?
Sean.
Yes, they
are. Sean, forget Vegas then. I sat here in January of 08, and much like today, I couldn't find a soul to pick the Giants. Oh, wait, actually, a few people did. There were people who believed in the Giants. You were probably one of them.
Sure.
Tommy was probably one of them. I was one of them. Right now, you can't find anyone picking the Knicks. And that in itself, without even looking at the money line or Vegas odds, proves my point. While it'll never be emotionally the same as knocking off the perfect Patriot team, that's not my argument. That's not my point. Of course, that's the Super Bowl.
I also think it's a perfect season. It's the nature of the sport, too, Evan.
Yes.
You want to believe in football because football tends you to believe in that. You can't find yourself to believe in the NBA.
No, no. The nature of the sport is a big factor. The Knicks winning tonight in Boston can happen. But even if they do it, they got to do it three more times. Okay. That's what makes the magnitude of what's in front of them. Yes, I would say it bigger than any other upset this town has seen in 50 years.
I think you're crazy.
Evan's going to get his wish here because I'm going to do something that's going to make me vomit in my mouth. If LaDainian Tomlinson didn't sit on the sidelines with his helmet on, we would have beat the Chargers in the Super Bowl that year. The Patriots were ripe. They were running out of gas. I don't want to take anything away what was accomplished on that Sunday, but the Patriots, the public couldn't see it, but if you watch that championship game, they were ripe for the picking that day. San Diego just didn't take advantage of it.
We have a lot to get to. Knicks fans, do you believe? And would this upset, if it gets pulled off, if Tommy's right, if some of the rare Knicks fans who believe in this team are right, would this not be the greatest New York sports upset in the last 50 years? I think it would. I really do. And I got no cow in this fight.
Cow?
I got no donkey in this fight.
I don't even know what the saying is. You're so
dog. Often. It's dog.
Dog. Right.
Dog.
I got no dog in this fight. I'm just calling it like it is. And I have angered Sean. I've pissed him off because I attacked him below the belt, and I didn't mean to. All I said was the truth. If the New York Knicks pull off this upset against the Boston Celtics, it would be the greatest New York sports upset we've seen in 50 years.
Embarrassing.
Going back to the 69 Mets, or even the 73 Mets for knocking off the Big Red Machine. But the 07 Giants, no, this would be a bigger upset.
So not only would the Packers, Cowboys, and Patriots games be bigger upsets, Evan, shame on you.
Go ahead.
How about the 1993 Islanders over the Pittsburgh Penguins? Without Pierre Turgeon, the Islanders sat there at 65-1 1 odds to win the Cup. The Penguins, President's Trophy winners, even money. The Islanders, 32 points behind them.
What were their odds going into that series?
So that's what I'm working on, is the series odds. But the Stanley Cup odds going into the series were even money Penguins.
Well, but that's different because no one...
65 to 1. Well, you could do the balance.
But the Stanley Cup odds or the NBA Finals odds are irrelevant. It's this series. And okay. I would venture to say you're right. I think that's clearly bigger than Giants-Patriots.
No, so I think it's clearly bigger than Knicks-Celtics.
I don't know. I think it's close. I think you did a good job of finally coming up with a series that could at least put a bat. Same round of the postseason as well. Islanders ended up getting to the conference finals that year, lost to Montreal, which tells you something, Knick fans.
Okay.
Even if you win this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Series doesn't mean you get to the NBA Finals. But I agree. I would put that one above the Giants, too.
And I'll give you one more. You said 50 years?
Yeah.
1980 Miracle on Ice. What state was that played in?
Oh, come on. We're not including that.
Lake Placid, New York.
We're not including that.
Lake Placid, New York. The Miracle on Ice. This is not going to be called the Miracle.
Can't include that.
What's this going to be called? The Miracle on Lucky the Leprechaun? Come on, Evan.
I don't know what the nickname would be for this series. We have to let it transpire, and then we'll find out what the nickname is. I give you the Islander one against the Penguin. That's a big one. I think that's clearly ahead of Giants-Patriots.
Stop it.
The Miracle on Ice is the biggest stretch. What did Barry Horowitz pin Chris Candido on a house show somewhere
happened.
In the area?
It happened.
We could use that one, too.
There is a movie made about it. There won't be a movie made about Mikal Bridges missing free throws versus the Celtics.
Hold on. Lukey stepped right into it. Manhattan Center. 1-2-3 kid against Razor Ramon.
Bang. Done. That's it.
That's a big one.
Case closed.
Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Mike in Staten Island leads us off. How are you, Mike?
What's up, Evan? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Good, man. I got to go with Loogie on these Knicks, man. I say the Knicks in six.
Knicks
We're not going
six.
Down like that.
Look at you. What gives you that confidence there, Mike?
What gives you that confidence? See a little Jalen Brunson. I don't have to look at Randall cry every time he gets the ball and gets caught in the corner.
All right.
And the key to this is Mikal Bridges.
Yes, yes. You didn't really convince me, Mike. I appreciate your confidence.
I don't even think he believes Knicks in six based on that
I don't think he did either. I believe Tommy when he was all pumped up about
imagine,
it. But But Mike gave us a shot at Julius Randle, right, who, by the way, is in the second round, too.
Mike's biggest sell was, we got Jalen Brunson. And Julius Randle's not there.
Well, I'll tell you this. And I wrote down a list of things that need to happen for the Knicks to pull off this upset. And I remember doing that for the Giants-Patriots as well. I did the same thing. I wrote down a list of, this is what needs to happen for the Giants to beat the Patriots. And by the way, a few of those things the Giants didn't do, but they won the game anyway. I think I wrote down, turn Tom Brady over 3 times. So, doesn't always happen.
Right.
But one of the things that gives the Knicks a puncher's chance, and that's the phrase I've used since January with this team, is Jalen Brunson. Because Jalen Brunson is proving, yet again, he is a dynamic closer.
Absolutely.
And while I know we want more ball movement and Cat's got to be a big factor and all that, Jalen Brunson in the closing minutes of games has proven this now for 3 consecutive years. He's a killer. And so when he says, why do I believe, Jalen Brunson should be one of the reasons. How can he not be?
Absolutely. And by the way, a sport that dictates he can be one of the reasons.
Ball in his hands.
That's it.
Alex in New Jersey. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad.
I can't believe I'm actually going to agree with a Nets and Jets fan, but it would be a major upset. One that I did not see coming. And I'm going to go at this from a different perspective. And talking about just coaching, what do the Celtics do great? They shoot the three.
Yes.
Do the Knicks defend the three?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
Second, you're going to need to move the ball against the Celtics. The ISO ball is not going to work. And third, they're going to have to win in spite of the coach. So that to me is a major upset.
Well, Alex, you just hit on it, though. To pull off an upset like this, and you can use the Islander-Penguins series, or you can use Giants-Patriots as kind of your frame of reference, you can't win despite your head coach. Like, we can't be sitting here talking about Joe Mazzulla out-coaching Tom Thibodeau, but somehow the Knicks won anyway. Like, the Knicks are going to need to be perfect. Now, the beautiful thing is, going back to the Giants-Patriots comparison, there was a perfect blueprint that led them to winning that football game on that day. For the Knicks to win 4 out of 7 games against Boston, a lot of things are going to have to be perfect. And one of those things is Tom Thibodeau is actually going to have to get out of his comfort zone, be a little creative, and can't be out-coached by Joe Mazzulla.
No, you're absolutely, absolutely right. Otherwise, the label for Thibs continues with these postseason failures. Look, and beyond that, though, Jalen Brunson, ISO ball, this, that, and the other thing. You make a trade like that for Karl-Anthony Towns, too. He cannot be soft in this series.
By the way, the more I'm analyzing this, I got to hand it to you. I really do. I think it's the Islanders in 93.
Thank you.
I would give them the slight edge. But the one thing we all can agree on is that the Giants in 07, while an amazing story, is not the greatest upset in the last 50 years.
I need to call a timeout on the show at 2:33 here.
Yes.
A timeout on the show.
You using your 20 or full?
I'm going to use my 20 right now, all right?
Yes.
I'm going to breathe real quick. All right, Tiki is not here today. I love sliding up, getting to sit next to him. I am trying to be professional here and not scream and yell. Last time I did that, Tommy stormed out of the studio. You have now picked and prodded four different times.
I'm not running out of the studio.
What is with this insulting of the 07 Giants? Are you just trying to get me to yell here in the first? You want me to yell? I'll yell.
No.
It is a disgrace.
It's a prideful thing. You want me to explain that to you?
They beat an undefeated team, Evan.
No, I'm going to answer your question of why I mentioned that. Why is that a thing? It's a prideful thing. Because when I sat here in January of 08, I believed the Giants were going to beat the Patriots. And I believed it. I believed it in all my soul. And it wasn't just because I was wishing for
personal,
it.
That's personal, man.
Well, a lot of things are personal.
There are grown men at MetLife Stadium that weep when they show David Tyree catching that football. There's not going to be nobody weeping. If we get a Mikal Bridges 4-point play in this series.
Well, okay, but that's not
Come on now. We're talking about the second round, too.
Sean, that's not fair to the point I'm making.
Like, sure it is.
No, it's not, because look at the Islanders and Penguins as a great example of that upset. Well, they lost the following round to Montreal. And so if you're an Islander fan who remembers the dynasty, you're not going to necessarily remember the 93 upset as the Penguins as top of your list. A lot of it is what happens next. Like, I'll give you another example of what happens next. The Jets beating the Patriots, which was also a pretty big upset.
But, Evan, the big difference here is It's been since 1999. We haven't seen them make a conference final in forever.
That's why it would be such an upset. Why are you not agreeing with that?
But then they still wouldn't be, you know, as emotional as some of these moments. I'm just telling you right now.
But Sean, you're missing the boat on
Evan.
If it matches the excitement of 07 into 08, saying it's a bigger upset. Sports, pound for pound, it is.
Sports, and you know this, are about more than numbers and crunching numbers, which is what you're trying to do with the Vegas odds right now. There's mystique. There's ghosts. There's all of that. What the Giants did ending what would have been probably the greatest sports team we've ever thought of. And these Celtics are not that. Who was the better team in these NBA Boston Celtics or the 07 Patriots?
That's not the point,
though.
Of course
it's the point.
No, it's not
because the dragon you're slaying in that upset has everything to do with how magical the upset is. These Celtics are not those Patriots.
In 1994, it is widely regarded as one of the great upsets in NBA history. The 8-seeded Denver Nuggets knocked off the number 1-seeded Seattle Supersonics.
Absolutely.
You recall? Absolutely. Remember Dikembe holding the basketball?
Absolutely. Great moment, great upset. That's not bigger than the 07 Patriots.
Of course. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. The 07 Patriots, it's like the creme de la creme. They're a 17-0 football, 18-0 football team losing where they can barely score points. It's unfathomable.
I'm not arguing
the Knicks winning the series is not unfathomable.
It is compared to that.
It's unfathomable because there's a defeatist attitude and a non-belief around Knicks fans, plus a bunch of casual money that just peppers in the Celtics because they're the Cowboys right now.
I think, Sean, I got to defend the Celtics franchise, the franchise I hate the most in the NBA. They are the greatest franchise in the history of the NBA.
Great.
What, 18 titles?
Great.
You are belittling what beating them in a series in the playoffs.
So Larry Bird's playing tonight?
No. Wait a second. Whether it's Bird, whether it's back in the day, whether it's Tatum and Brown, whether it's KG, they have been the consistent model franchise and won titles with different variations of their team. It matters when you beat them. It matters when you beat the Lakers. The Pats were a dynasty, sure, but now look where they're at.
Tommy, I hate to burst your bubble, but Kristaps Porzingis is not Robert Parrish, buddy. I mean, just relax.
No, Tatum and Brown are two big stars in the NBA. They were a wagon last year. They steamrolled everybody.
It just sounds like excuses and defeatist attitude.
And here's the other problem.
It's not at all for him. I don't even like the Knicks.
They're not even the 1 seed in the conference.
But that's not the point. The point is the Celtics are going into this series locally and nationally as this unbeatable force compared to the New York Knicks.
You're right, and the Patriots weren't.
More people picked the Giants than are picking the Knicks right
Evan,
now.
If you went down the whole of every round, by the way, you couldn't find anybody not named Evan Roberts that picked the Giants. By the way, the Cowboys and Packers are included in that. Both also bigger upsets than this would be.
Well, first of all, it's one series, or in this case, one game we're talking about, not the entire road. Obviously, the Giants' road in 07 would be unmatched unless the Knicks go out and beat Boston, Cleveland, and Oklahoma City back-to-back-to-back.
What I'm telling you is the Packers in Lambeau and Dallas in Dallas were also bigger upsets.
Do you think the Knicks are winning this series?
I don't.
They're probably going to get swept, right?
When do we put our predictions on? Right?
Yeah, but that we're going to make our predictions at 5:30. But
so
I don't know.
That means my determination.
Yes, because you're admitting the Knicks have no chance.
I'm telling you what I think. But what I'm telling you is my jaw will not be on the ground the way it was the morning after Super Bowl 42 if they win.
Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Hey, Joe.
Plus, they have the king.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
What's up?
Hey, so I got to go with the Giants upset on this one. Here's why. At the beginning of the playoffs, there were 60-1 odds. So if they have to win four straight games, like the Knicks got to win four games to move on to the next series, they're at a 60-1 odds. And the reason why I remember that is I was 22, headed into my last semester of college, and all I could afford was a $10 bet, and I won $600.
Now, could you explain what he just said? Because I'm confused.
So,
I'm glad he won money. So,
this is great. I was arguing this under the wrong concept, but numbers work.
Go ahead.
The Knicks need to win four games to win this series.
Right.
Okay? The Giants needed to win four games to win the Super Bowl, including beating the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Their odds of winning the four games in the postseason were much harder, or whatever, 60-1, than it is the Knicks' odds in this
because
series.
Because they couldn't afford to lose a game. The Knicks could lose a game and win the series.
You want to crunch it. Vegas tells you it is an easier path for the Knicks to win four games versus the Celtics than for the Giants to win four games in that postseason.
Flawed logic.
Because
of what I just said. Like, the Giants, and it's the nature of football versus basketball, and there's a big part of it, and I totally acknowledge that. Like, in football, it's one day. It's any given Sunday, right? That's the catchphrase, and it's true. It's any given Sunday. In basketball, it's not any given Monday.
Evan,
if the Knicks win tonight, which I think they have a great chance to do, it doesn't mean they're going to win the series.
They
still have to win three more games.
I'm calling my second 20-second timeout here.
No, you don't get 220s. You get one full and 120.
I don't care if I'm against the ropes. You have to make a decision here going forward the rest of the show, pal.
What?
And
I've already made my decision.
Okay. Either you can't compare the two sports because of the nature of the sports, in which case football can never be a bigger upset than a best-of-seven big underdog. No, hear me out. Because of the nature of the sport, you have to beat a team four times. If that's what we're establishing, then we have to remove football. But if we are making the leap to include football, then you can't make the excuse of 4 out of 7 is harder than 1.
It is, though, because the Knicks have to pull off an upset 4 times in 7 games. The Giants had to pull off an upset once.
Plus, it's not on a neutral field. You have to go to their arena.
Oh,
what do you mean, stop it? That's a big deal. And there's no atmosphere at Super Bowls. You're not in Boston in front of all their fans.
You're going to be in the Garden in front of all their fans anyway, Tommy. So guess what? Might be a neutral site either way. But the idea here in this spot, I mean, guys, you're losing sight of it. If the idea is 4 out of 7, you can't compare to 1, then let's stop comparing it now. But if we can compare it, we're talking undefeated Patriots. Enough.
One more thing, because you've taken about 6 shots at the king here in the show.
I'm praising him. You walked out, he's the king.
Well, when I stormed out on Friday, I had a lot of time to think about this. Sean thinks Aaron Judge is the king of New York, right, Sean? You've said that? You believe he's the king of New York?
Yeah, I mean, he's only hitting 500, but okay.
Evan, remind the audience, what was Sean's prediction for the Yankees this year?
They would miss the playoff.
Huh, okay.
And what was my prediction for the Knicks?
So how is he the king if he can't get a team in the junior varsity where they allow 12 teams to make the postseason? You don't even have him in the postseason, but you want to sit here and run your yapper that he's the king. He can't be the king because he's not getting them the postseason. Your words, not mine. You had him out of the postseason.
I did.
Okay, so how's he the king?
I'm clearly going to be wrong, which is why he's proven he's the king.
Clearly going to be wrong. It's May 5th.
Right, they're like a game up on Boston.
Two games up.
Clearly wrong. Are you guys okay, by the way? For those that missed it, on Friday, Tommy and Sean had an argument. It didn't even lead to a Lugash debate series because it got so heated, just about who's the king of New York. Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. That offends Sean. Him and Lugie had an argument to which Tommy walked out of the studio.
Yeah.
And then when you guys came back, personally, kind of awkward. So where are we today? Are we good?
I'll speak first.
Yeah.
He still has not apologized to me. I thought he tried to publicly embarrass me, but that's fine.
Don't hold your breath on the apology.
Second of all, I got bigger fish to fry than Tommy Lugauer. I'm an award-winning cyclist now. I don't care about him.
What?
That's it.
I mean, you did a great job with Boomer's charity event, congratulations on that. And you completed the big race.
That's right.
So it was for a great cause, so good for you. But now you're award-winning?
Yeah, you know what? I sat around my teammates yesterday eating pizza in the celebration. I said, Tommy Lugauer who? You know, I am now a professional talk show host and cyclist. Why do I need to be bothered with his nonsense?
Kiss my fat ass!
I would just say the relationship between me and Sean is like Yankee Met fans. There will never be peace. And Sean likes to do this thing where he camps in the corner and he, you know, opens his mouth every 10 minutes or so, and he likes to take shots at everybody, and then we all applaud it, we all put it out on social media, everybody kisses his ass, he puts the boo-boo face on, he acts like a martyr when you go after him. As long as I'm here, I'm going to check you. So if you can't deal with it, tough, go kick rocks. But that's where we're at.
That's the relationship. Tommy, I dealt with it just fine. I stood there with the microphone on. You're the one who walked out like a pouting baby.
And everywhere you go, Sean, whether it's the Long Island Railroad or you're riding a bicycle around, people ask you about me.
Okay.
So you're Bird, I'm Magic.
Sure.
Jordan, whatever you want to say. Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, deal with it.
Wait. I'm Bird, you're Magic, but I thought the Celtics were the greatest franchise of all time. But you picked the Lakers.
Yeah, but Magic is a better player.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
We're having fun today? I'm in a great mood. I can't wait for tonight. Game one, best of seven, Knicks against the Celtics. Let's go to Robbie in East Brunswick, who's feeling a little confident. How are you, Robbie?
Hey, listen, you know, that's why they play the games. I mean, clearly the Celtics are the team to beat. But a hot team coming in, and you should notice from baseball, always has a puncher's chance. Let me just say that. And the greatest upset of all time.
Yeah.
It's still the Miracle on Ice. There's nothing even close to that.
And that happened in New York, Robbie, as I said.
We're just not counting it.
We're not counting it because you realize you lose if you count it.
I'm not.
Lake Placid is where, Evan? You're good at geography.
That's in New York.
All right. Biggest upset in New York last 50 years.
Yeah. Well, you know what I meant to say.
No, I don't. That's the way you couched it.
Okay, you want to go literal? You want to go literal? Where do the Giants even play? They don't play in New York if you want to play the literal game.
You're right.
So then they're not even included in the conversation.
The game took place in Arizona.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.